Aunt Rigelia led her into a little room with a stone fireplace possessed of a merry blaze and a lovely little evergreen decorated with bright ribbons. It was an extremely pleasant little space, this chamber, cozy and inviting, and best of all, a long silver-papered box bound with a single red bow lay beneath the tree. "What might it be? What might it be?" wondered Eleanor excitedly. "Perhaps a silver comb for her hair, or a dress, or maybe a new doll." She pulled at the bow anxiously and tore away the shimmering wrappings. The lid slid away almost of its own accord and fell from Eleanor's feverish fingers as she gazed into the box. The smile on her lips withered, and the eager light in her eyes dimmed in dismay. She lifted the mysterious object in her hands and turned it over a few times. It was rectangular and rather heavy, though not very thick. On one side, free from markings, the smooth surface danced with firelight. On the other, three small latches kept the secrets that waited behind two hinged doors. "What is it? Open it and see." Eleanor undid the latches and opened the doors. Within, a blue curtain of velvet draped over the inner surface. She lifted it and beheld her own surprised face staring back at her. A mirror. A very special mirror. A Christmas mirror. For on Christmas Day, and only on Christmas Day, it shows the beholder's true reflection. Aunt Rigelia covered the glass once more with its little blue veil. "So this mirror is magic?" "Yes, because the looking glass was fashioned to remind the beholder of the one who made it, the one whose birthday this is. It is his celebration and his magic." Eleanor did not understand much of this, but she wasn't going to be put off by it either. "I'm not afraid of an old mirror,"